All right, everybody. I'm Logan Alec. I'm a CPA, and this is my stimulus update for Saturday, July 11th. So, Larry Kudlow yesterday did say some concerning things about the next round of stimulus checks, or he was reported to say some concerning things about the next round of stimulus checks. I'm going to get into that later in this video, but first, I want to address those of you who used the IRS non-filers tool to get your first stimulus check, but you actually have a 2019 filing requirement. What should you do? Many of you who use the non-filers tool then went to file your 2019 tax return using TurboTax or something, filed electronically, and you discovered that you could not transmit your tax return electronically because you used the non-filers tool. Because like we said, when I went through the non-filers tool as well as the TurboTax Stimulus Edition, what those tools did was actually file a very simple 2019 tax return for you, okay? So if you go to file your tax return after that electronically, it will be rejected, right? Well, yesterday the IRS updated its guidance on its website. For those of you in this situation, I'm going to read you the guidance, okay? IRS says, taxpayers who use the non-filers tool to register for an economic impact payment, a stimulus payment, and still need to file a 2019 tax return must file a paper 2019 Form 1040 or 1040-SR tax return by mail with amended EIP return written at the top and pay the tax owed by July 15th. They go on to say, these same instructions apply. If you registered for your economic impact payment using tax software or a paper tax return indicating $0 or $1 of adjusted gross income, that's similar to what the TurboTax Stimulus Edition did. IRS also said, if you have a copy of the document that registers you for your stimulus payment, you can include it when you file your amended EIP return form 1040. They don't say that's required, but look, if you do have a copy of the non-filers document that was submitted, the PDF, print that out, send it in, but that's not necessarily required. It's just that whenever you send in a corrected piece of information, the IRS does like to typically see the original thing you're correcting, right? And in this case, you'd be correcting the tax return you submitted through the non-filers tool or the TurboTax Stimulus Edition, right? So that's the guidance for those of you who did use the non-filers tool, which was intended for those who do not have a filing requirement, hence why it's called the non-filers tool, but you actually do have a 2019 filing requirement. That's what you need to do. Now, the IRS says this has to be done by July 15th, which is in all of 4 days, and they just made this announcement yesterday, July 10th, so it doesn't give you a lot of time, right? But this is similar to the guidance we've given before, oh, you had to file an amended return, but now we just know that they want you to slap amended EIP return at the top of your form. Maybe those are going to be processed differently than the typical amended return. Anyway, my point is you can do this after July 15th. They just want to make sure that you, they want you to pay your tax, right, by July 15th, okay, or else you'll be assessed a late payment penalty on that tax. Anyway, that's enough of that. Let's go to one more thing about the first stimulus before we get to Larry Kudlow. IRS also announced that the Bureau of Fiscal Services has canceled outstanding stimulus checks issued to recipients who may not be eligible, including those who may be deceased. Treasury Department is encouraging financial institutions and other check cashing entities to determine the status of EIP checks by using this Treasury check verification tool. Okay, so checks to dead people, at least according to IRS, should be canceled in the IRS systems by now. All right, now let's talk about Larry Kudlow. Okay, so there was a story yesterday, and I cannot find the exact quote for this. I cannot find a video clip. I can't even find an article with the exact quote. But Fox Business News reported, and I quote, that yesterday, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said the next round of direct payments would be less than $1,200 and targeted toward people in lower income brackets and without jobs. I cannot find the direct quote for this. Okay, so please take this with a grain of salt. Take it with a grain of salt because A, I don't see a direct quote for this anywhere on the internet of Larry Kudlow actually saying this. And B, right, Larry Kudlow can say whatever the heck he wants, right? That doesn't mean it's gonna happen. Okay, sometimes we take what these advisors say as, you know, okay, well, that's what it's going to be. It's all talk, folks. This is just the latest, right? That could change in negotiations, okay? But this is what Fox Business News is reporting that Larry Kudlow said. Again, I can't find an exact quote for this. If any of you have seen an exact quote for this, where Larry Kudlow says the next round of stimulus checks will be less than $1,200, please let me know in the comments. We know this is contrary to what President Trump has implied that he wants when he said he wants to do more than the Democrats, right? What's he referring to? Was he referring to a stimulus package as a whole or the stimulus checks? Not sure, but Trump appears to be thinking a bit bigger than Kudlow on this issue. Now, what we do have quotes of Larry Kudlow saying yesterday at the White House are things like, the economic assistance will probably be very carefully targeted. It's not going to be across the board. So he used the word like probably, right? That leaves a little bit of doubt there. That leaves an open door to, well, this isn't how it's going to be. But he did say it will be targeted, probably because they have that $1 trillion figure, right, in mind, and they're trying to keep things underneath that. Kudlow also said the key now is helping folks get back to work. We'll have some unemployment reforms. We'll have some reemployment bonuses. We will have some additional economic impact assistance in a targeted way. Of course, when he talks about economic impact assistance, he's referring to stimulus checks, okay? Of course, earlier this week, I told you about Mitch McConnell implying that $40,000 cap on the next round of stimulus payments. Personally, I think that's a bit low. Okay, and if they do target it in some way, I certainly hope that it covers those who make a little bit more than that, because I know there's a lot of people who make more than that who are definitely struggling right now. I also hope that it's not just limited to those who have a job, right? Because McConnell was talking about those who make $40,000 or less, especially those in the hospitality industry. Well, there are plenty of folks who make zero, except for federal benefits, and I certainly hope they're not neglected as well. Kudlow did say, I think it's going to be a tighter bill. We can't keep posting $3-4 trillion every 3 months or every 2 months. Well, we're not asking you to do that, Kudlow. We're just asking for a little bit more boost here for the people. All right, y'all, that is my stimulus update for today. Thank you so much for watching. And hey, please enjoy yourselves this weekend. I know that a lot of you are going to be staying indoors, both due to COVID-19 and also due to that heat. If you're in Southern California like I am, or the Southwest or the South, you know exactly what I am talking about. It's going to be 103 degrees outside here today where we live. So we're going to be kicking back inside, running the AC, just hanging out as a family. If you don't yet follow our family vlog, check out the latest video. I just posted one this morning. If you haven't yet subscribed to this channel, the Logan Alec channel, click the button right here to subscribe so you don't miss any stimulus updates or other personal finance tips and tricks. There's also some videos running along the bottom of your screen that you can check out as well. Thanks again for watching, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.